evening.
Many of the songs we sang tonight focus on heaven and our eternal home, as this last song just referenced. I'd like to spend a few moments talking about heaven and seeing what God's Word actually says about the place that we all long to go once this life is over. You know, heaven is not like some type of a timeshare resort where we can go for the weekend, experience the amenities, come back, talk it over with our families, and see is it somewhere that we'd like to take up permanent residency. Now, it's much greater than that. Heaven's a place described in Revelation 21:4. John says, where the Lord will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be mourning or crying or pain. There's nowhere on this earth that we can experience any of those things. We look around all the time at the pain and the imperfections that humanity, God created such a perfect, sinless world, and humans messed it up, and we continue to mess it up every day. But heaven's not like that. There, the presence of God is there, and it is perfect and will be perfect for all eternity. Since heaven's not something that we can see or touch, we have to investigate it through the written word of God and determine why we actually want to center our minds and our thoughts on such a place. But we say, what is heaven, and what do we sing about? Well, it's eternal peace. John, again in Revelation, uses his descriptive imagery in Revelation 21:21 to describe the scene of heaven, what he saw. He saw gates of pearls and streets of gold, walls of jasper, translucent. These are majestic images that he sees that kind of paints a picture in our mind. There's nothing like that on earth that we could ever experience. And he talks about there's no darkness or night. Often, especially in the adult class where we're studying the book of John, darkness is related to sin, to that separation from God. We read where Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is that pure, holy source of light that we'll see, and he is in heaven. And that is why there is no darkness. There is no sin there, because the light of God chases away all darkness. Revelation 22:5 talks about there's no need for light, where it says the Lord will illuminate them and reign over them forever and ever. Amen. It says it's eternal. We sang about that also earlier in one of the songs, about the never-endingness. Eternity is such a hard concept to grasp as humans, at least it is for my simple mind. I can't get it. You know, there's the analogy that's been used many times about if there was the lead ball that was 10,000 times the size of the sun, and if it took 10,000 years for a dove to fly from the top to the bottom, scrape it with his wing, by the time that the lead ball withered away, eternity would just have begun. And it's always been a good analogy that I've thought of, but it's just amazing how long it'll be. But yet, we'll be in the presence of God. So it's something that we obviously want to have for that never-ending time frame. And we say, so who is in heaven to sing of? Well, obviously God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We read that there's angels and Christians who have passed from this life. It's a very selective group. Previously we read Philippians 3:20. It talks about our citizenship is in heaven, which we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ will be reunited with his bride, the church, and those that comprise the church, and will dwell in his presence for all eternity. When should we sing about heaven? There's a song that says, if the skies above you are gray, but also propose that on sunny days we should. James, in James 5:13, it says, is anyone among you suffering? He is to pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. When alone and dreary in the world, in a burdened world, in times of loss, death, trouble, or trials, we can sing, be happy, and reminded of a day when we can sing with the angels in heaven and the Christians who have gone on before us. We can take time to praise our God. I'll read the 100th Psalm, Psalms 100. To shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations. We see in verse 3 that the Lord made us. How much greater gift do we have than that creation? See the all-powerfulness of God and how verse 5 talks the Lord is good and his loving kindness is everlasting. And we see that in our lives, how richly he blesses us, and through the giving of his only son to cover our sins, where we separated ourselves from God through those sins. And then we ask, when can we sing? Well, the answer is anywhere. We think about Acts chapter 16 and 25. Paul and Silas, they sang while they were in prison. They were thrown in prison for proclaiming of the resurrected Christ. And yet that didn't stop them from praising God and singing praises to them. And you see, the outcome was conversion of a jailer and influence on other prisoners. You never know who might hear the praise of God that you give by your songs or by your prayers. And about singing about God in heaven, you spread the word of God and influence others. So why should we sing of heaven? Well, one, it's a command. In Colossians chapter 3:16, it says, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with all thankfulness in your heart." It's our goal to reach heaven. So we should think about heaven, dwell on it, as a song says, fondly dream, so that it will strengthen our desire to one day go to heaven and live with God eternally. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, it talks about we're a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. If God builds it, it must be perfect, for God is perfect. Having answered all these questions, we can see why it's good to sing of heaven and further our desire to be able to live in a mansion prepared for us one day. There's only one way in order to attain this home in heaven, and that is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We read over in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. "But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him." And we know that Christ is that sacrifice for our sins.